Blog Talk Radio.
Praise
Yahweh.
Praise
Yeshua.
Let everything
that has breath
praise
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to Yahweh, all you lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yahweh, he is Elohim. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give him thanks to him and bless his name, for Yahweh is good. His loving kindness endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations. These are the words of Yahweh. Thanks be to Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May Abba Yahweh bless our 7-year-old Isaiah for the reading of Psalm 100. This is Rose Dallas, a.k.a. Heda Yah Praise on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to say Shabbat Shalom, family, locally, nationally, and internationally. It's truly an amazing thing to see the hands of Yah calling out his children out of the system and out of this world. It's truly an amazing blessing to see. To just bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his set-apart name. So I'm just going to open up in prayer this morning. And I want to remind you that this is part two of the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. The testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. So I just want to bless Yahweh this morning. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his set apart name. Abba Yahweh, I thank you for waking us up this Shabbat morning. I thank you for setting your malachims round about us as we slumber, Abba Yahweh. And Father, I praise you that you are an Elohim who is able, and you're an Elohim who loves your children. You're an Elohim who provides for us. You're an Elohim who cares for us, and I sincerely thank you. And Abba Yahweh, on this, your blessed Shabbat day, Abba Yahweh, I am reminded of how you yourself created the earth and everything in them, and you rested on the seventh day, wherefore you blessed the Shabbat day and made it holy, and it is a gift unto us. So, Father, as we rest on Shabbat, I pray that, Abba Yahweh, that you will give us your shalom, and that your Ruach HaKodesh may speak through us, Abba Yahweh, and none other spirit. And Father, I just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Say we should pray unto you with all kinds of prayers and supplications, and with thanksgiving we should make our requests known unto you. So Father, I just thank you this morning for your word. I sincerely thank you for your word, Abba Yahweh, for your word is sharper than a double-edged sword, able to cut between spirit and soul, bone and marrow. And I sincerely thank you, Abba Yahweh. Father, I just want to praise you. I just want to glorify your name this morning. And I truly want to say, earth that is not of you, flee 7 ways at the sound of your name, and that every thought this morning will be brought into subjection, into the obedience of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Excuse me, beloved. So that was, again, our 7-year-old Isaiah offering praise in Psalm 116. We should enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The beloved, that's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm just going to praise Abba Yahweh before getting into the reading of the word. I'm going to magnify his name. Psalm 103 says, "Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Hallelujah. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, will he? Neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth." And I'm going to go to verse 21 and 22. And it says here, "Bless ye Yahweh, all he is host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." Verse 20, "Bless Yahweh, he is angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." And verse 16 and continue, "For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Yahweh hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Yahweh, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye Yahweh, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul." Hallelujah. "Bless Yahweh, O my soul." It's a good thing, beloved, to sing praises unto Abba Yahweh. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the Ten Commandments, and they're founded in Exodus chapter 20. I'm going to read from the first commandment, and I'm going to stop at the 10th commandment. So Exodus 20 says here, "And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other mighty ones before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim give thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. These are the words of Abba Yahweh. Thanks be to Yeshua. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and I thank him for all his benefits, beloved, because had it not been for our Abba Yahweh, I would not be here on this radio show today. And I am encouraged this morning because the word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Abba Yahweh delivers him from out of all of them. And that is truly an encouraging word to me this morning, beloved, because ever since I decided to do this radio show, again, I come up under affliction, okay, spiritual attacks. So it is definitely not a fight anymore for me. It's literally a full-blown war, and I am encouraged, beloved, to put on the full armor of Yah. Encourage you, beloved, to put on the full armor of Yah. So the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Contrary, beloved, to a religious organization that teaches that their founder, their prophetess, is the spirit of prophecy, and that is not so, because that founder's name is not written in the book. I'm going to go ahead here, and I'm going to read Deuteronomy 6, and I'm going to read from verse 6. I'm sorry, I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'm going to stop at verse 9. Now these are the commandments and the statutes and judgments which Yahweh your Elohim commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear Yahweh thy Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that ye may increase mightily, as Yahweh Elohim of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one, Yahweh. And thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart,
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. These are the words of Abba Yahweh. Thanks be to Yeshua HaMashiach. And beloved, it is my sincere prayer that we learn to love Yahweh, our Elohim, with all our might, with all our soul, and with all our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another said, bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his set apart name.
Praise
Yahweh.
Praise
Yeshua.
Let everything
that has breath
praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say one more prayer. I love to pray. I pray that you do love to pray too. Abba Yahweh, I bless your name. Abba Yahweh, I thank you that you are over all of Israel. And I praise your name. Go before us, I pray, Abba Yahweh, on this radio show, Abba Yahweh. And I pray that your Ruach HaKodesh may speak through your daughter, Father Yahweh. I pray that your will be done, Abba Yahweh. And I pray for those that will hear this message and for those that are yet to know your sacred name, Father Yahweh, that they will come to know that you are Yahweh or Elohim, the mighty one over all of Israel. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name I say, hallelujah. So, beloved, you know, we are blessed to have Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, as our mighty one. That is a wonderful thing to know. And, beloved, we know our forefathers fell away because they were not willing to obey the saith Yahweh. And it's truly a struggle. If anyone say keeping the commandments are quote unquote easy in a crooked world, then I'd love to have that person on the show for them to share, you know. But I truly believe it can become easy for us when we become obedient and submit to the will of Yahweh versus our own will. So challenging. I won't say difficult, but very challenging. And if we raise up to the challenge, then that's where we're going to grow spiritually. So we're encouraged, beloved, to fight the good fight of faith. And that's what we're doing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, whose testimony I am here to bear. So wherever you are, wherever you'll be hearing this radio show, and you're asking the testimony of Yahshua, who is Yahshua? So we're going to look at the testimony of Yahshua is the spirit of prophecy. And again, that scripture is found in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. Again, I pray sincerely that Abba Yahweh will pour his Ruach out afresh upon me this morning, that it will be his spirit that speaks through me and not me of myself. So part one, I'll just read over the summary that I had here. Part one, praise and glory to the Most High through our Redeemer, Yeshua Messiah, the one whom the world calls by another name. However, we have come to learn the true and sacred name of both Father and Son, as in Proverbs 34. And Proverbs 34 asks, you know, who have ascended into heaven? In fact, let me turn to that scripture. I know I have it here on the screen, but I want to read it from
in Scripture. So Proverbs 34, it says, Who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canst tell. So what is his name? Surely you can tell. Revelation chapter 5 speaks of the time when the son of Yah, who was slain transgression of the law sheep, will someday be glorified. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yeshua. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look at these verses today. We're going to look at Matthew 15, verse 24. Because as we bear testimony of Yeshua, the son of Yahweh, our mighty one, the son of Yahweh, our Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, he that he had came to a specific group of people. And we're going to look at Jeremiah 56, which also is in reference to Matthew 15:24. We're going to read Revelation 5, verse 1 through 14. This is one of my favorite verses because this is where the Lamb is praised and the Lamb is glorified up in heaven. Hallelujah. And if the Lamb is being glorified in heaven, why so much on earth? Because we say in the Our Father prayer, let Abba Yahweh's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, beloved, they're praising the Lamb. And we're going to discover why they were the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we're going to read Revelation 19, 1 through 10. Blessed be the Lamb of Yah who was slain. Yes. Hallelujah. Blessed be my soul and all that is within me. So, I'm just going to share a little bit of my background, and then I'm going to get into the part two of the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy, and a little bit of how I got concerned with the Blog Talk Radio Show. So, I just want to bless Yeshua this morning. I want to kiss the sun, let's see. Angry. Okay, I learned that in the Psalms. So children, back in the year 2015, we were actually traveling for the first time in the coastal towns of South Carolina. And we came to this one particular resort here. Thanks to Yahweh, we are at that very resort this morning. And there were a series of events here that took place that still we're at the resort this morning. So 2 years ago, I was diagnosed having a brain aneurysm. And it turned out it was a double brain aneurysm. And I was also high-risk pregnant, not having excellent prenatal care with this pregnancy compared to all my other pregnancies. However, I drew very close to the Father. I drew close to Abba Yahweh, beloved, and he drew close to me. And not only did he draw close to me, but he drew close to our children because I was leading the children in this drawing closer to Abba Yahweh through our travels. And like I was saying, at this particular resort, I remember one day reading John chapter 17. And when I read John chapter 17, beloved, Something happened. It just felt like I should share that on social media, which I did share that. And then I felt like I should have done more. But throughout the course of that day, I could have a Blog Talk Radio show. I was in a business that was doing a Blog Talk Radio show, and that's what I did. And at the time, I was saying JC. If you were to go back, you'll see that show was a minute in length, but it was a very powerful show. It was very powerful.
1 minute can be powerful. So even if it's the second we have to give glory and praise and bear testimony to Yeshua, that is more than enough. So we have more time than that. So that's what I did. However, that radio show grew to over 120 episodes. Truly for me, it encouraged me, it built me up. When I was going through one of the most trying times of my young life, and like I like to say to the children, praise Yahweh that your testimony is you lost your mom at a young age. Hallelujah. So here we are again on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are live from the same resort where I draw closer to Abba Yahweh in prayer, and also discovering that Yeshua HaMashiach, he prayed for us, that Yeshua prayed for us believers, and it is a life-changing thing. Hallelujah. I just want to praise Yahweh, praise Yeshua. Hallelujah. The testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. So in Revelation 19 says, are you looking for a prophet to lead you in thus saith Yahweh? Beloved, the word is Revelation 19:10. It says that the testimony of Yahweh is the spirit of prophecy. So when we're testifying, just bearing testimony of Yahweh, if that's the spirit of Yah that is prophesying, okay? The spirit of prophecy is not a man and it's not a woman. It's the spirit. This spirit comes from none other but Abba Yahweh, and it's of the testimony of Yeshua. Now, Abba Yahweh says in his word that in the last days he will pour out his wrath on all people. And beloved, join me as we read and meditate on the words of our Abba Yahweh, which is truly a double-edged sword. Remember, Yeshua says that he came that we may have life and have it even more abundantly. Hallelujah. And we see in Revelation, Yeshua is the Lamb of Yah, who was called seven seals. Hallelujah. Praise be Yah. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is truly a good thing to meditate upon the word of thus saith Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to Yahweh, all you lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yahweh, he is Elohim. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give him thanks to him, and bless his name, for Yahweh is good. His loving kindness endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. These are the words of Yahweh. Thanks be to Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to Yeshua, the rock of our salvation. It is a good thing to sing praises unto Yahweh. Sing praises to Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I bless Yahweh for Yeshua HaMashiach this morning. Because Yahweh tells us, Lord, and he tells us in Psalm 91 that he will show us his salvation. And when, beloved, we come to know Yeshua, we are indeed seeing the salvation of Yahweh. So bless Yahweh. Bless Yahweh. Bless Yahweh this morning. There's so many reasons, beloved, that, you know, the enemy come at me. He come at me. He wants to shut me up. He don't want me to declare the name of Yahweh and Yeshua. He doesn't like it when I praise. He doesn't like when I'm training up the children. But, beloved, remember this. The
afflictions of the righteous are many. However, Abba Yahweh delivereth them out of them. Oh, okay, he delivers the righteous out of all the afflictions that they will go through. So do not give up, beloved. Don't stop praising Yahweh. Don't stop praising Yahweh. Seek his face continually. Seek his face evermore. And know, beloved, know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And truly, we're going to be glorifying the Son. So some might say, hey, is the Son supposed to be glorified? We're going to read in Revelation 5, and you're going to be able to discern through the Ruach HaKodesh, is the Son to be glorified? Because again, Yeshua taught the model prayer that Abba Yahweh's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to be able to see in Revelation chapter 5, his will is being done in heaven regarding glorifying and praising the Lamb who was slain yet now lives, Yeshua HaMashiach. And beloved, I'm so excited because you know, like I say, 2 years ago, I was traveling with my 5 children. I was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. And I praised Abba Yahweh because he did not give me over to fear. He did not give me over to a fake heart. So he truly says to be strong and of good courage. But I could only be strong in the Mashiach. I could only be strong knowing, beloved, that Yeshua gave his life for me, and that is the only way I am standing. Now, I know we're all standing as weak in tears, or I am speaking to that person today who knows that they're standing because of what Yeshua HaMashiach did for them. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at this prayer. Like I shared with you, that this was the inspiration for starting the Blog Talk Radio Show last 2 years ago, April 7th, 2015. And the show is still being an encouragement today. And I'm going to pray this prayer that truly touched my life, and it still touches my life. And yesterday, as we were having devotion, our 12-year-old daughter said she was thankful that we could preach the word. And that word preach to me is declare. And it brought me back again to John 17. So it's just amazing how the Ruach HaKodesh will speak through even a child. Okay? So let us look at the testimony of Yeshua, the spirit of prophecy. Now it says here that these words, I'm sorry, looking at reading now, John chapter 17. So these words spake Yeshua and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Hallelujah. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true Elohim, and Yeshua HaMashiach, whom thou hast sent. Hallelujah. He says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So ye had glory. Hallelujah. I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Hallelujah. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou love me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Praise
Yahweh!
Praise
Yeshua!
Let everything
that has breath
praise
Yahweh!
Yahweh. Hallelujah! Yep.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is such a blessing, beloved, because like I said, we're going to discover that Yeshua glorified in heaven. They are giving him praise and honoring him for the sacrifice, beloved, that he paid, beloved, okay? The sacrifice that he paid for us. So, Abba Yahweh, I sincerely thank you for your word. John 17 is still speaking to me today, and there's even more depth and spiritual understanding. And I thank you for this knowledge and understanding, Abba Yahweh. I thank you for conveying your word unto me. And Father, you say, Father Yahweh, in your word, that the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy, not a man or a woman, Father Yahweh, that we see have been taught for hundreds of years. So, Father Yahweh, I bless your name and I glorify your name, for yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory.
beloved, I'm going to look up the definition of the word mystery here in John 17, verse 24, where it says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Hallelujah. So this, I'm going to look this word up in the concordance. I read the word, I see where Yeshua is indeed being glorified in heaven. So it's in the Strong Greek Dictionary, 1391, Doxa, okay, from the base of Dokio, 1380, glory as very apparent in a wide application, literal or figurative, objective or subjective. Dignity, glorious, honor, praise, worship. And I had asked a question earlier, are we to glorify Yeshua HaMashiach? Are we to glorify Yeshua HaMashiach, beloved? Are we to magnify his name? Are we his name high? And it says here in the word, this is Yeshua praying. He says, I am the that he desired for us to be where he is, okay? He's praying to our Abba, Yahweh, our Elohim, that they may behold his glory, which he had before the foundation of the world, okay? Because Abba Yahweh loved him, and it's Abba Yahweh who gave him this glory. I just want to bless Abba Yahweh for his loving kindness and his revealing his glory in his word to me. So I just want to pause, beloved, and just say, bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me for his name. And I'm going to read Revelation chapter 5, and then I am going to go to Matthew, okay? And again, we're bearing testimony to Yeshua HaMashiach, the son of Yahweh, or Elohim. And we know Yeshua came, and we know he lived, and we know he lived a sin-free life, and we know he died. And he says in the book of John that no man took his life from him. He laid down his life because he had power. Okay? Again, this power was given by our Elohim, our Abba Yahweh. But he had power to lay his life down, hallelujah, and he had power to take his life up again, and that is what our Mashiach did. And we know that he ascended into heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of Yahweh, our Elohim, Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, and he's awaiting the appointed time when he shall return. So if that isn't enough to praise and dance and shout and sing and be joyful and lift up the name of Yahweh our Elohim for beloved, I don't know what else is, because we are to glorify the Son, like we're going to discover here in Revelation chapter 5. And it says here in Revelation chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 1 through verse 14. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it was slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim sent forth into all the earth. Which are the seven spirits of Elohim sent forth in all the earth. And again, the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. And we know this is the spirit that comes forth from Abba Yahweh. Verse 7, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Okay? They fell down before the Lamb. That is worship. Having every one of them hearts and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to Elohim by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our Elohim kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea, and all that are in the earth, I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Hallelujah. So we see here, beloved, that Father Yahweh has glorified the Mashiach. He's glorified Yeshua. And this glory Yeshua had from the foundation, even before the foundations of the world, before we were created, he was in glory with Abba Yahweh. So it is a wonderful thing to know, beloved, that the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one whom we bear witness of, the one whom the world hates us because we call upon this name, and they don't want to hear the name because they're not children of the light. They rather be and walk in darkness. But we know that when we walk in darkness, we will stumble and we will fall. But praise Abba Yahweh for Yeshua. Because Yeshua says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And in John, beloved, Yeshua reminds us, in John chapter 1, he reminds us that he is also our light. It says here, in him was life, okay? And the life was the light of man. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay? There was a man sent from Elohim whose name was John. Same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So he was not that light. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Okay, that was his witness, his testimony of the Mashiach. Yahshua, that light was the true light which lighted every man that coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and sadly, beloved, the world did not know him. But I bless Abba Yahweh because the next verse says, he came, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Elohim, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I am happy to know that when we accept the light of Yah, that He gives us the power to become children of Yahweh, our Elohim. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His set apart name. It is such a wonderful thing, beloved. It's a wonderful thing to know that Yeshua prayed for us. It's a wonderful thing to know, beloved, most importantly, that Yeshua died for us and that He is glorified, beloved. Okay? And all our thanksgiving, you know, when we bless the Father, beloved, we should bless the Son also. Okay? We're not sinning and we're not robbing, because we can't rob Yahweh of the glory that's due to Him. So we're going to give unto Yahweh the glory that's due unto Him. Like we see in Revelation, John says right here that they could bear witness that He, John, blessed, honored, and glorified He that sit on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. So we see that in heaven, beloved. And when I learned this, beloved, when I saw what was happening in heaven, I believe Abba Yahweh poured out His Spirit even so much more into my spirit, beloved, that He poured out His Spirit in my spirit, that, beloved, that when I saw that the will of our Abba is the glory, it is that the 24 elders and the four living creatures were falling down on their faces in heaven, and they would sing songs, and they would play music, and they would be worshiping, and they would be praising and glorifying and magnifying Yahweh or Elohim, and magnifying the Son, because the Son has done what? The Son has prevailed, beloved. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. He was the only one found worthy in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth to open the scroll that was in the hands of Yah with the seven seals. So He was the one who was found worthy to open the scroll with the seven seals. And we see here right away that the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him. So in answer to that question, is the Lamb, is Yeshua being glorified? Yes. He is being glorified, okay? And when we look here, why? Because He was found worthy to open the scroll, because He has redeemed us unto Elohim. He has redeemed us unto Elohim by His blood, okay? And we know the blood to be life. And beloved, if you remember John says He was the life of men, right? In Him was our life, because in the blood is life. Abba Yahweh encourages us to abstain from eating blood, because the blood is life. So that is so amazing to know, beloved. Okay? That is so amazing to know that Yeshua HaMashiach, that He bought us. He bought us, beloved, and He redeemed us by His own blood out of every kindred, out of every tongue and people and nation. And He has made us unto our Elohim kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And beloved, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing. As you read on more in Revelation, you're going to see that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and Yeshua is going to be reigning. And those that overcome, those who live, beloved, a life pleasing unto Abba Yahweh and have accepted Yeshua HaMashiach as their salvation, beloved, we're going to be able to reign with the Mashiach. Hallelujah. Again, the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy, not the testimony of man, not the testimony of a prophetess, not the testimony of a woman. It's the testimony of Yeshua. We're bearing witness to Yeshua, just like John. John bore witness unto Yeshua, okay? And our life, our faith, beloved, bears testimony of Yeshua. So it says here, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto our Elohim. Hallelujah. And I'm reading Psalm 19, beloved, and I'm going to stop at verse 10. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped Elohim and that sat on the throne, saying, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our Elohim, all ye his servants, all ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard it as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of the mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for Yahweh El Shaddai, omnipotent, reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in the fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous.
Yahweh, my father's end of the cloth, but as usual, Sean, that was honored. And Yahweh said unto him, Let the Lord God of Israel show thee on
Yahweh, the testimony of Yahweh, the testimony of Yeshua, which Yeshua means Yah, his salvation is the spirit of prophecy.
And beloved, we need to pray to have ears to hear. And beloved, and we have to start, if we haven't done so, come out of the Babylonian system. We won't be able to praise Abba Yahweh and praise things. We won't be able to pray unto Abba Yahweh unless we're praying unto Abba Yahweh through the Mashiach, Yahshua. Because remember, Yeshua encourages again that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one coming unto the Father but through him. And I'm encouraged, beloved. I am very encouraged that, you know, even though we're in Yeshua, we are human beings and we do fall. However, Abba Yahweh said, we shall not utterly be cast down. Okay? And I am reminded, of the word, the spirit of Yahweh, our Elohim, the word, the double-edged sword. I am reminded that the word condemnation to those that are in Yeshua, HaMashiach. Beloved, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of Yahweh. He's sitting at the right hand of Yahweh, and I pray that you are not of those who do not believe. If you find that you have an unbelieving, unrepentant heart, beloved, you want to speak of Yahweh. You want to speak his faith continually through Yeshua, HaMashiach, through the one who took our beating, through the one who took our whooping, through the one who died, so that today we're able to say, hallelujah, that today we're able to draw close to Abba Yahweh and have him draw close to us only through Yeshua HaMashiach. Are we able to do that through none other? None other. Beloved, it's time to put away idolatry. It's time to put away pagan holidays. It's time to put away the traditions of men. But you say, this is what my mama did and my papa did, and nobody's going to change me, and I'm not going to do anything different. Well, beloved, you speak to your own death. You speak to your own death, because there is a way, the word says, that seems right to a man, but that way leads to death. And it's sad because many go in by the broad way, but only a few will find the narrow way. Okay, that's why the word tells us in Revelation, blessed are the ones who have been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are the ones who have been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Beloved, I just feel to share this with you. The other, when we're at this resort where I first started the Black Talk Radio 2 years ago, and when I was to come to this resort, I had a premonition of danger, even towards my children. But I should have fasted and prayed, beloved. I should have fasted and prayed because, you know, sometimes the enemy likes to throw things at us. But any which way, beloved, I had this dream. And in the dream, I was playing, my phone was playing the prayers. As a matter of fact, I fell asleep that night listening to prayers that I had prayed in the past because I was discouraged. I was coming up under a demonic attack, beloved. And as I listened and as I dreamt in the dream, there were three men at the door. Well, four, but three would have appeared to be now that I've shared the dream with my brother, Pastor Kibet, over there in Uganda. Those three were Talmudim, and one of them stood kind of like away from the three in a corner, but he glowed. You could feel his sense that this was the Mashiach, Yahshua, and they were clothed in white robes, beloved. And I was trying to make my cell phone turn off, but the radio, the prayers kept playing. So I put the cell phone down to leave the cell phone, and I was putting the robe on, and I was buttoning the robe. But, beloved, I was thinking that I wasn't ready. But, beloved, now I see that they were clothing me in the robe. You
understand, beloved, we have to make our calling and election short. Beloved, our husbands, our wives, our children, our pastors, our leaders cannot save us. They can direct us in the truth if they're following Yeshua, if they're following the Lamb that was slain, if they're following the Lamb that was glorified with Abba Yahweh before the world began. Yes. Oh, the beloved, we have to work on our own salvation with fear and with much trembling. Abba Yahweh, pray sincerely for those that will hear this broadcast. And so, Abba Yahweh, wherever they are, wherever they are right now, maybe they have done something and they feel unworthy. They feel condemned because we know the enemy is a liar and we know he's always seeking those whom he may devour. He's always seeking to destroy. And Father, I pray for that brother or sister. I pray for that stranger, Abba Yahweh, that they be encouraged, that they learn to draw nigh unto you, Abba Yahweh, like your word says in James. So, Abba Yahweh, draw nigh unto you, that you will draw nigh unto them. So wash your hands, you sinner, and purify your heart, you double-minded. That's not my word. Humble ourselves under the hands of Almighty Yahweh, and in due time, he will lift us up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his set apart name. Beloved, like I shared with you, I'm going to read in Matthew chapter 5, verse 24, because when Yeshua pointed out in John 17, he pointed out that he wasn't praying for the world at large. The world don't know him. And I bear witness to that the world don't know him, okay? I have family members that are telling me, that let them be. They're going to die. That's how they're going to die in their sin. And that's a sad state, beloved. That's a sad state, but we're not called to force the Mashiach on anyone. We're called to bear testimony to the Mashiach. It's an amazing thing to know, beloved. It's an amazing thing to know. The Mashiach came for. Who did he come for? Because, you know, the word does say Abba Yahweh sent his only begotten son, okay? And if we call upon his name, he said we shall be saved. However, when we study the scriptures, we see here that Yeshua said that he came for a specific group of people. And you may want to disagree, but that's what the word says. Okay? So Matthew 15:24 says here, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Hallelujah. That's who he was sent to, unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we see Jeremiah chapter 15, and we're looking at verse, let me go back to that real quick. Just that I forgot. Jeremiah 50 and verse 6. I'm looking for Jeremiah 50, verse 6. Jeremiah 50, verse 6. Bear with me. I need to get my marker there. So it says here, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away onto mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Hallelujah. So beloved, Yeshua came unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And it's sad to know that he also had to say in John that he came unto his own. He came to give eternal life
unto his own. He came to give everlasting life unto his own, but his own rejected him. But let not that not be me and you, my beloved. Let that not be me and you. Let us be of those that say, he came for me, and I'm going with him. Let it be said of us, beloved, that we are found worthy to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let us said it is found worthy of us to overcome and reign with Yeshua HaMashiach for 1,000 years. Beloved, let it not be said of us that we chose husband or wife or car or houses or riches or our career or children. Let it not be said that we chose anything above the knowledge of Yahweh our Elohim and his salvation, who is none other but his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, beloved, I pray that you will meditate on these words. I pray that you will read these words and that you will meditate upon them, okay? That you will study the scriptures, beloved, and that you will discover the magnificent truths that are available when we meditate upon the words of Yah, when we cry out to Abba Yahweh, when we afflict our souls with much fasting and praying. Well, let us set aside ourselves, beloved, and draw close to Abba Yahweh and draw close to the Lamb of God. And, beloved, I sincerely believe I'm going to do another show where I'm going to get in more in-depth meditation on the word of Almighty Yahweh. And, beloved, if you do not know, in Revelation chapter 5, the lion here of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua. And we know that he is coming again. And we know that when he comes, beloved, that his rewards are going to be with him. Because, again, Abba Yahweh has glorified his son with the glory that he had before the world was. And I just praise my Abba Yahweh. I just praise my Abba Yahweh for his kingdom come, for his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I just want to end the call today with the scriptures. And it says here, they said with a loud voice in Revelation 5:12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And we know John say, and we'll say like he did, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And I'm going to say verse 5, 9, and 10 says here, and they sung a new song. Okay, let us sing a new song, beloved. Let us sing a new song and let us choose to follow the right Lamb, okay? The right Lamb, the good shepherd, the door to the sheepfold. Don't follow the hireling, because when the hireling sees the wolf coming, the hireling is going to abandon you, okay? Those shepherds that are false, they're going to abandon you. They're not there because they love you, but Yeshua loved us so much that he died for us. So let us sing a new song. Let us sing, worthy. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to Elohim by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless be Yahweh, our Elohim, the mighty one of Israel. And it's always my sincere prayer that my sacrifice of praise, that my testimony of Yahweh and Yeshua is pleasing unto our Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, go before us this Shabbat day and give us your shalom, Abba Yahweh. And I pray against every spirit that is not of you. Your word says, let Yah arise, and all his enemies be scattered. Let them flee in seven ways at the sound of your name. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh. Bless Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yah that was slain, yet lives. And he's coming back again. He's coming for is the marriage of him and his bride. And we want to put on righteousness. We want to get on those clean white robes, beloved. Those are righteous acts of the believer. So praise Abba Yahweh, my beloved. Praise him. Praise him. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. He loves you. Yeshua loves you. I love you. And I say, blessed be Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.